one of our greatest actors. He's played Macbeth twice, been in Uncle Vanya twice, played Lear four times. He's been in everything from Brass to EastEnders and Coronation Street. And he and his dear wife became national treasures with their series Great Canal Journeys. We're also very lucky that he's brought with him the Queen and Sybil Fawlty in the shape of his wife Prunella Scale. And I'm here to talk to Tim about their marvellous, his marvellous book, Prue and Me, A Love Story. Tim, many people, probably at the Aldi lunch, will remember your distinguished father, the actor Lockwood West. Did he encourage you to be an actor?
No, rather the reverse, but he failed. He became an actor quite early on in his career, and I don't quite know how it all happened. He was actually an engineer in Birkenhead, working for some of the ferries that worked over to Liverpool. I don't know why he became an actor, but he did, and became actually finally very successful at it. He never encouraged me, and I did various things. Eventually, he agreed that I could spend some of my time pretending to be an actor, and that occasionally led me into being in a situation where people would take me seriously, and so it happened.
Acting's gain was office furniture's loss. You began as an office furniture salesman, is that right?
Well, it was one of the jobs that I took. No, for a time I was an officer furniture salesman. It was a nice firm. There were decent, lovely people, and we didn't sell much office furniture. And in fact, most of the time, because I was a member of all sorts of amateur dramatic societies, which I liked being in, it gave me an opportunity. As we weren't selling very much furniture, so I would just sit there and learn my lines, which seemed very pleasurable for me. So there wasn't much to go and talk about office furniture.
You talk very movingly in your book about your early courtship with Prue, and you both working in rep across the country. You say if she was playing in Bristol and was about to move to Sheffield, and I had left Manchester and was going to Coventry, we would meet in Birmingham, but you would write to each other daily. What did you write about?
Yes, a lot of our life was spent in letters, and we loved letters, and we used to write about what we were experiencing in our... this was when I had become an actor. I wasn't doing very much, but we wrote about the people that we were with and the people that we were... When we moved, of course, we were in a repertory company, we were constantly on the move to somewhere else to continue the play that we were doing, and we would talk about that, and we'd talk about the play, and we'd talk about our landladies, because a lot of our life was spent in digs in different lands. I remember particularly the famous landlady. She was quite entertaining to listen to, but she never got the words quite right. She would say, I've got that Alan Cuthbertson coming next week. I hear he's a bit pandatic. landladies, the different houses next door, we would say to her, when I see that they're being put up for sale, are they going to move in and become situations like yourself, the landladies? And she said, oh no, they didn't have the cholesterol. she was very good like this.
And as I said in my introduction, you played Macbeth, Uncle Vanya, and King Lear. Are there the great parts you still want to play?
Oh, everything really. Yeah, lots of things. Lots of things. There is, thankfully, no lack of wonderful language available to us, and we are rather late in the day, I think, getting to understand this and it's being made available to young people, very fortunately, in this country, which is great. And even on television, one is now realizing that there are people who can speak wonderful language and play wonderful parts. And I'm very jealous of some of them, and very enthusiastic about it all.
Well, we're so lucky to have Prue here. Thank you so much for coming today, Prue. Did you both realize that 40 Towers, when it was being filmed, would be this huge hit?
40 Towers, big hit, yeah? What do you think?
Oh, thank God.
Yes. Were you doubtful about it at the beginning?
What?
Were you doubtful about it at the beginning?
No.
Okay, next question.
There's an extremely good story that Prue has played the Queen so beautifully on so many occasions. When you received an honour from the Queen, I think the Queen said, "I suppose that you ought to be doing this." Was it hard playing the Queen?
No, she was a lot on television, so there was a lot to imitate.
Yes, yeah.
And then, as I said in the introduction, you have this huge hit with Great Canal Journeys. How did that come about?
Well, Great Canal Journeys came about really because we have a canal boat of our own, which we've been using around the country for some years now. And for a time we were around the areas of Somerset and Dorset. Louis used to occasionally take some little pictures, and this was liked and followed up a little bit by some of the television companies in those days. And for a time, they did a thing called, I can't remember, but what it was a weekly episode of historically interesting canals in the UK, I would just be there to introduce it, and then it would be photographed and very beautifully photographed by a very nice man. And we did this for what was going to be 10 years. We actually did for 9 years, and when we were thinking about the 10th one, they said, "I'm sorry, we can't do that anymore. It's not really hitting our." So we said, "All right, fine." And somebody picked it up and said, "Well, actually, there is something we could do a bit more about canals, because it's a very, very interesting subject historically, and this is something that we can see and make fascinating. You know, if you were actually." Go on the canals, do something about the canal came about, how it's been made possible and made lucrative in years. And we said, "Yeah, all right, let's try it." And so they said, "Yes, okay, all right, well, try it." And we did, and it worked.
It was a tremendous hit, Timothy, and so grateful to you coming today, and also to have Prunella here. Thanks so much, Timothy West and Prunella.